We're doing the Kitzur Shanoch Mekochim. We're up to the 62nd chapter. And we're up to the Ma'ariv, the evening prayer of Shabbos. So, on Friday night, we daven Ma'ariv earlier than we do the rest of the week. The issue is, what about Shema? Technically, you have to say Shema when it's nightfall, and if you're davening Ma'ariv earlier, so then you're not getting in the Shema in time. We do not say Vehu Rachum on the Friday night Ma'ariv. There are three angels, Mashchit, Af, and Chema, which we allude to in this pasuk. Vurachum yichaper avon velo yashchit, that's Mashchit. Virba la'ashiv apo, that's Af. Velo yair kol chamaso, that's Chema. Three forms of anger, which Chazal tell us are three angels of destruction. And we allude to them in the prayer of Vehu Rachum before we start Ma'ariv. Now on Shabbos, they're irrelevant. They can't do anything on Shabbos. So we don't bother saying Vehu Rachum on Friday night. In the blessing of Hashkiveinu, we do not conclude Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, but rather HaPores Sukkat Shalom Aleinu V'Alchol Amo Yisrael V'Al Yerushalayim. Okay, let's say someone made a mistake on Shabbos and he davened the Shachris instead of Ma'ariv. The Mincha instead of Shachris. He switched around the prayers. Technically, the main part of the Shabbos Shmone Esrei is Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu Ritzei v'Mnuchaseinu. And that paragraph is equal in all the prayers other than Musaf, right? So then you did your obligation, even though the introductory paragraph before that paragraph, meaning the final paragraph of the Shabbos Shmone Esrei, is the same in all three prayers. Ma'ariv Shachris Mincha. That final paragraph of Ritzei v'Mnuchaseinu, Hashem, may our rest find favor in your eyes, that final paragraph is equal. So that's why if you switched around one of those three, you're okay. But what happens if for Musaf you got confused, and instead of saying Musaf, you said one of the other prayers? So then you didn't do your obligation, because the Musaf prayer discusses the Musaf sacrifice of Shabbat. And if you didn't mention that, so then you didn't daven Musaf. Now, let's say you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you realize somewhere along the lines that, hey, I just davened Shachris, or Mincha, or Ma'ariv, and I should have been davening Musaf. So then you go back to Tikanta Shabbat, provided you didn't take the three steps back. Now, what happens if during Ma'ariv you say Musaf? So Musaf is irrelevant at night. So that's a ridiculous prayer. So then a person would have to go back and say the evening prayer. Okay, so that's the prayers. Now, what happens if a person is saying Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos and suddenly he feels himself hitting his chest and he realizes, hey, I'm doing the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. This is Shabbos. So we say whichever blessing you catch yourself in, you finish that blessing and then you revert to the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. It doesn't matter where in the middle blessings you're up to. And it doesn't matter if it was Ma'ariv, Shachris, or Mincha. Because technically, even on Shabbos, we should daven the 18 blessings of weekday plus the Shabbos blessing. The only thing is that Chazal wanted to make the Shabbos prayer shorter so that we have more time to honor and rest on Shabbos. But technically, Shmoneh Esrei is relevant on Shabbos. Chazal gave us a shortcut. So when you started saying Atachonin Lodam Das, Lach Lonu, you weren't saying something ridiculous. You were saying something that is relevant to Shabbos, only you didn't have to say it. So we say finish that blessing because that blessing is relevant. And then go over to the Shabbos Shmone Esrei. What happens if this type of thing happens to him during Musaf? So then the Shmone Esrei is not relevant to Musaf. Because in Musaf, all you got to do is discuss the sacrifice of the day. There was no logic to institute 18 blessings. That's relevant to the other three prayers of the day. But on Musaf, the 18 blessings are irrelevant. And therefore, even in the middle of a blessing, you would have to stop and revert to the Musaf prayer. Yeah?
I just read that, like how we should be saying the weekday blessings on Shabbat too. But I thought there's also this whole inyan that we're not supposed to make requests, so to speak, on Shabbat. To the point that I even heard someone say that the Rav doesn't even say the Harachamaz invention.
Okay.
So where does the I mean, those seem to be two contradicting things, don't they?